The latest figures we've had in our prediction of civilian size is 137,000 internally displaced persons who are residing in our protection of civilian sites. This seems to be a number smaller than before, but it should not be misleading. The reason we've had such a number going down is because we've done a more precise headcount in Juba. And in fact, we found that we had 28,000 people staying in our protection of civilian sites in Juba. It remains that more than half of the civilians staying in our compounds are in Bentiu. There are currently 72,000 persons displaced in the protection of civilian sites in Bentiu who are being accommodated on the base.
What about in Apanel, like in Malakal? Has the number also gone up?
The numbers in Malakal are pretty stable to 30,000 displaced persons who are staying in the compound. As we're talking, there is ongoing relocation both in Malakal and Bentiu to better areas where the displaced person, 70,000 in Bentiu and the 30,000 in Malakal, will find better areas where to be settled. When I'm saying better areas, I'm talking about better drainage, better sanitation, higher ground. You may remember that last year the flooding were a disaster. Not much we could do about it. We had to respond to an emergency crisis and the displaced person went wherever they could, but they had a year to think about the floods and the rainy season, and that's the reason why we've been undertaking all this work. We are catching up in Bentiu with new arrivals. We had 20,000 people who arrived since the conflict started in Bentiu. So these arrivals are arriving as we are moving IDPs to the relocation areas. All this to say that there is a bit of confusion, or it is not an easy task to receive a new displaced person while relocating those who are already in the site. And I have to admit that we have to catch up with the number of arrivals. We are trying to put as many latrines and provide as much water as possible. We're a bit under what the levels, the perfect levels would be in terms of latrine and in terms of liters of water per individual, but we are catching up and we are not in a dire situation, and this will improve very soon.
So is there a timeline given or set aside for the relocation of these IDPs in Malakal and Bentiu to the new site?
Well, the plan is to move 2,000 people per day in Bentiu and to be able to have done the relocation, and it's the same as a matter of fact in Malakal, before the rainy season really kicks in. The problem is that the rainy season is already in and does not facilitate the operations to move people to better ground, although the fact that it rains is also a good indication for the IDPs that it is high time to move to higher ground, if I may.
We do understand that there are also cholera vaccination going on in the POCs. Could you update us about that?
Yeah, cholera is a waterborne disease, and because of the rainy season, because of stagnant water, because many of the civilians have not yet moved to higher ground, they're very much exposed to the stagnant waters, and the stagnant waters may result in a cholera outbreak. We had a case of cholera, and we have right now, thanks to the World Health Organization, a vaccination campaign that is ongoing in Bentiu to make sure that every civilian has been vaccinated and prevent what would be a deadly outbreak of cholera in a population of 70,000.